Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another ADA post. Shout out to Lex Luthor. It seems that you are in good health and in good spirits. And speaking of good spirits, Hammerhand is, of course, back on the tube, and I want to give a quick shout out to JD Miles for something that he screenshotted. And if you want to know what that is, go over to his channel and view one of his recent videos. That's all I'm going to say about that particular topic, because someone just put a massive target on their back for trying to clout chase. Anyway, this post was posted on the 3rd of September. Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to enter into a formal financial agreement similar to a prenup prior to moving in with me? Wow. Buddy, whoever you are, you have balls of steel, because I guarantee you 90 to 95% of men would not even put that proposal on the table once their girlfriend proposed to them the idea of moving in. Why? Because she's banking on their little head making that decision. But obviously, your big head made the decision. This has caused quite the uproar in my family / friends circle. So some impartial input would be good. My girlfriend, 31, of, get this, 8 months, asked me, 36-year-old male, about a week ago, how I'd feel about her moving in with me. See, that right there is a classic shit test. She'd been dropping hints that this might be coming for the 2 weeks leading up to this, so it wasn't completely out of the blue. I told her I'd like that, but I'd feel better about it if we entered into a formal financial agreement beforehand. Oh, you put the massive kibosh on her plans. Gentlemen, this guy knew the laws in his area, something that you must know moving forward. She asked me if I was serious, and when I said I was, she went all quiet and said she had to leave before she said anything we both might regret. We were out having dinner at the time, no restrictions where we live. Oh, really? She would say something that they both would regret? How, Sway? See, this right here shows the outright arrogance of modern women. She tried to come to him with a proposal. She's the one that needs the place to stay, and she was going to try to use him as a lifeline. But she is so entitled, she thinks that whatever she possesses has more value than him and what he has. Oh, no. Especially after 8 months, she wants to try to move in with him. We all know what the plan was. We spoke on the phone the next day, where the crux was she felt I didn't care for her or trust her. Classic gaslighting. I told her I did, but just felt that the FA would be a sensible thing. We haven't spoken directly since, as she won't pick up my calls. What she's hoping is that you will finally relent on your position and allow her to move in. However, if you do, she will lose all respect for you. A few days ago, I sent her a message saying I'm still happy to talk this through. Unfortunately, I have copped a deluge of negative comments from her friends and family. Quite hurtful comments with a lot of name calling. You see, her family and friends knew what her plans was, and they hoped you didn't realize what her plans were in the future. So, of course, the insults, the shaming language, they put that all the way up to 11. Note, where I live, you can legally be classified as a de facto relationship / marriage after 18 months of cohabitation. This means if we broke up after 18 months of living together, girlfriend might have some claim to my house / finances. You see, gentlemen, this man knew the cohabitation laws. She hoped he didn't know about all of this. Her friends and family hoped he didn't know about this. Gentlemen, get into the local and state laws for where you live. Part of me feels like an asshole because I never meant to cause all this. Part of me feels like it is still the right thing to do. You know what this guy did? He flipped the Uno reverse card on her, and he gave her the massive shit test. And of course, when she did not get her way, she showed him exactly what his future would look like. So, the one thing that this guy did not mention was the part of him that says he should go ahead and cut the cord and jettison her out of his life, because it will not get any better after this. It won't. Now, there's part of the article that I did not talk about that you're going to have to read for yourself. So, fellas, understand what she was trying to do. She would have tried to play nice for those 18 months. She would have love bombed him. She would have did everything he wanted her to do. After that 18 months expired, guess what? Now her plan was going to be put into play. De facto marriage, cohabitation. Guess what? Now I'm going to take half your stuff, and there's nothing that you can do about it. You see, gentlemen, women don't want you for you. They want you for what you can provide to them. Hey, it is what it is. Good thing that this man had the stones and the wherewithal to stop it all in its tracks by saying, let's get some legal binding paperwork to sign. Oh, well, gentlemen, this is the game that modern women are still trying to play. They hope that they can find a sucker to hook in that's going to essentially piecemeal them through life. Talk about a parasitic relationship. Oh boy, I tell you, these modern women. Oh well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the post. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and believing that men are still going to be naive enough to allow you into their lives to where you can go ahead and suck all of his resources out, then leave him as a dried out husk and move on to your next victim. That's going out right along with it. Because guess what? Day by day, more men are wisening up to your plans. And thank social media for even more women putting out the female playbook. And more men, they may not be red pill fully, but they're no longer naive. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.